Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Marvin.
It's time to move, yeah.
Start off with our first scripture.
which will be coming from Psalms 32 and 8. And then if anybody would like to say something, please hit 1 on the keypad of your telephone, and I will surely bring you in from my switchboard. Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Here, God telling you, he going to instruct you. You don't have to go to Bobo Sam Sausage Head. You don't have to go to Mary Lou. You don't have to go to Robert Earl. Just go to God. He going to instruct you. He said, the Lord say, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. He know what's best for your life. You don't have to go to nobody but Jesus. Yahweh, Lord, whatever name you call him, he have many names, but you go to him, and he will give you the best pathway for your life. Our next scripture is going to be coming from Psalms 92. Turn over to 92. I want you to follow me with your Bibles. That's why I'm doing it this way. That way you have time to find it yourself. Go to Psalms 92, and I'm going to give you the verse. I'll be right with you. Let me turn over to mine. 92 and 12. The word of God said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. He's telling you how you going to flourish when you follow have given you. You know, the word is saying, but the godly will flourish like palm trees. You heard it say, the godly. You got to be of God. You have to be following God. He give you an assignment. Follow what he is telling you. Now let's go to Psalms 111. We're going through the scriptures today so you can get an understanding. You can read it for yourself. And God will give you the interpretive of whatever area you're in at this time. It don't have to be the same thing that I'm reading to you, but you can read it for yourself from your Bible. Okay, 111 and verse 10 says, of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endure it forever. It said the fear of the Lord, not nobody else. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We're talking about maturity today. And I'm taking you strictly to scripture. You know, God is saying reverence for the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. He's giving you the foundation of true wisdom. You don't have to think a thought, a but, or what. No. Go to the scriptures, write them down, and go back and read what thus said the Lord. He will reveal to you everything he needs you to know. We're talking about, for those that may be just coming on, we're talking about maturity today from the New Testament. And the New Testament word for those just coming on, for maturity suggests reaching the finish line. And I knew all of you ladies on here want to reach the finish line. You don't want to be doing nothing but doing what God said. You want to be able to do exactly. Find the word of God, read what he said in action, interpret it to you, what that scripture is saying to you. Because at that time, he may be saying something different from what he's telling me for whatever situation you may be in at that time. So we're going to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and we're going to read the 7th and the 8th verse. And let's say what thus said the Lord. It say, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. verse 8 say, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. We're talking about maturity today. Here, blessed is the man that trusted in love. He's letting you know you got to trust in him. Not Alice May, not Billy, not Bob, but trust in him. Anything that you need, you can go to God. So many people are going to so many entities. They use God as their last resource, but God should be your first resource. If you want maturity in this word, follow God's instruction. He'll give you the wisdom. Ask him for spiritual wisdom. Ask him for spiritual understanding. Ask him for spiritual knowledge. Ask him for spiritual discernment. He say, but he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, meaning more than one water have an S on it, and that spreadeth out her roots, meaning more than one root, by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf, shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruits. You know, they are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the waters. My. We're talking about maturity today from the scriptures, not from our carnal mind, but from what God is saying about wisdom. And he said, you can get wisdom. All you have to do is ask him. That's all he said, ask him, and he'll give you wisdom. Now we're going to turn over to Philippians today. Let's turn our Bibles all the way back to Philippians. We're going to go to Philippians 1, chapter 1, and verse 6. We're going to see what the scriptures is saying there. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. My. Oh, my. Being confident. You got to have confidence in yourself of the very thing God is showing, which have begun. He's begun a good work in y'all women. And we'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, he is saying, I am sure that God, who begun a good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished. Let him work on you, y'all. Don't run out half-cocked. Sit there and let God work on you. Don't run out because somebody say you should be doing this or you this and you that. Sit there and let God teach you. Because when you taught about God, when God teaches, you're going to be on the right track. But when 10 people trying to tell you what you should be listening to God say, and you wondering why things is not working out, women, that's going to bring you right back to scripture. And you're going to have to go to repentance and asking God, God, I was doing everything, but what you told me to do, you told me to go down, I'm using this as example, go down to Apple Street and make a left turn on Evergreen. But I thought I knew more wisdom than you, God. So I went down to Peach Street and turned on Bobo Salmon, Sergeant Hayes Street. As soon as you hit all them roadblocks, you have to go back. Street, he told you, Peach Street, because he's going to remind you why you driving. He's going to say, what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you to go to Peach Street? I'm giving you some wisdom. But you want to use what you think is in your head instead of listening to what I done already told you what to do, which way to go. You didn't want to listen to what I said. You wanted to go with what the enemy was saying. Mary Lou told you, oh, I tried it. I went down there to K Street and run into all kind of problems, and he told you to go on Peach Street. I'm just showing you how things will work out when we don't listen to God. So if anybody would like to interject on maturity coming from the Bible, hit one on your keypad, and I surely will bring you in. You know, I went over to James. Turn to James in your Bible. James 1 and verse 5. Because I know we have a lot of Bible scholars on the line, but we're coming strictly from the Word of God on wisdom today. We're not taking what nobody else said. We're going to read this word for ourselves and ask God to give us the understanding, ladies. And if it's any men, men. James 1 and 5 say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, what did it say? It's a comma behind that. He said, if any of you lack, all of us, if we lack wisdom, ask God. That's what he said. He didn't say, call Billy, call Michael, call James, call all these people we know. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Then in the next section, he said, that give it to all men liberally. Another comma. He let you know he'll give it to you liberally. All you got to do is ask for it and be for real with it. Don't play with him. Don't go to him like you know it all. Go to him with an empty vessel, wanting to be filled by God. And then in the next part, he said, and upbraiding not. And it shall be given him and her. If you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. You know, women, we have got off base so many times because we have listened to 10 people, and I'm just using that number, 10 different people tell us what God done already told us. But we done threw out what God said, and we listened to them 10 people. Then we so discombobulated, we're all confused. We don't know which way to go because you done listened to so many people to tell you what God done already told you. So, ladies, for us to be mature, we're not eating pablum no more. We're not eating grits no more. We all sure enough full food for wisdom, y'all, for maturity. Now, let's go over to Ephesians 3. Oh, somebody want to talk. Let me go right on over here. Hold on, Carla. I'm coming up. Oh, Carla hung up. Oh, wait a minute. Carla, I'm coming right to you. Okay, let me bring this caller on. Caller, you are now on the air, area code 917.
Yeah, praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. Over to talk. Yeah, you had just said it because you bypassed me, but when we ask for wisdom, we asking God to give us wisdom. We ain't asking our friends and our buddies, and we asking God, and a lot of times we ask God for wisdom. Then after God give us the wisdom, give us the ability, because there's two things he gives us. Wisdom in our mouth. And when we ask God for wisdom, we don't use the wisdom, we don't use our mouth and our discernment, but we listen to the people that telling us to do something and God already done told us what to do. And he's showing us what to do. But we rather listen to the folks, and then when we don't butt our head, we gonna say, well, where was God? See, God give us some spiritual ears and our mouth to hear and speak. But we'd rather go listen to someone else that we already didn't ask God for. And what happened is he takes it back.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful what you ask God for.
Thank you. And you see, with maturity comes wisdom. I'm putting both of them in there today because when you're matured, you're going to be gaining wisdom every day. You're gonna know when Christ is talking to you, and when the enemy talking to you. You're going to know the difference. You're going to know when God told you to do something. But, you know, I've seen people time after time, God done spoke to you audibly, through dream, through vision, and he done took you right to it. And you'll go right there like God hadn't said a word and call 10 people, 15 people, 3 people or whatever amount. And you start believing what they're saying. And God going to just step, I'm just using this in my mind like mine, that God just standing there, sitting there, looking at you. Now, wait a minute. They've been asking me. They want to mature. They want more wisdom. And I'm giving them what they need. But why are they running down the street looking for it here when it's right here in their fingertips, right in their hand? What's wrong with them? And then when you done butt your head 10 or 15 times, here you come back. God, I'm sorry. I repented. But look at all the stuff you done went through that you wouldn't have had to go through that if you would just have stopped and listened to what the Holy Spirit was saying in your wisdom and in your maturity to bring you up out of the miry clay. Put your feet on solid ground. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. And let's read what that says. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. Here in maturity, we talking about Christ going to dwell in your heart as you mature. By faith. Be rooted. He wants you to be rooted in this thing, maturity and will. He wants you to be rooted and grounded in love. You know, and as I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart today, as you trust him, trust in him, may your roots go down deep into the sorrow of God's marvelous love for each and every one of you that's on the line today. And if anybody would like to say something, just hit 1 on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in. We're starting about maturity today. And we're going to get to different aspects of maturity if we have time today. You know, let's turn over to another portion of the Bible and read what thus said the Lord. Let me get here, and I'm finna give it the chapter. I want to try to get there, so when y'all get there, I'll be there already, hopefully. We're going to go to Colossians. Let's go on and turn over to Brother Colossians. Hallelujah. I'm working with a new Bible, y'all, so my little pages sticking together, taking me a little longer. Praise the Lord. But I'm going through scriptures. That way you all would know for yourself. You won't just take my word. You can look in the scriptures for yourself and see what the word of God is saying to each one of us. Not just y'all. This hitting me too. That's why he gave me this one here. Okay. Right over here in Colossians, the second chapter and the 7th verse. The word of God say, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Here you've been rooted in maturity. You're being built up in him and established in the faith with your maturity. And as you have been taught in your maturity, you're abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, he's saying let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. So you will grow in faith. My. I know y'all didn't realize all this came with maturity. Because when I started going through these scriptures and listening to what the Spirit is saying in each one of these scriptures, let's go over to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 18th verse. And the Word of God says, but grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You know, but grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants us to grow, y'all. When we mature, we're going to grow. But if we never mature, we're going to stay stagnated. And we don't want to stay stagnated. We want to grow in God. Turn over to Jude chapter 1, verse 20. And let's see what he said. That still talking about maturity and wisdom. The Word of God said in Jude 1 and 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But you, dear friend, must continue to build your lives on the foundation of your holy faith. You mean you got to have that holy faith. Anybody, I can take a break right now, get me a little drink of water. If anybody want to say something concerning maturity and the verses we covered, hit one on your keypad. I would be glad to hear from you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's getting, as the church said, it's getting gooder and gooder, better and better. You know, we're going to talk about to grow into maturity. Start with milk before you eat meat. It's starting. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and see what it's saying. And we're going to go to the, we ain't going to read it all, but it from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 31. And I'm not going to read all the chapters, all the verses, but it's chapter 3, verse 1. And let's see what it says. And brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. And verse 3 say, for ye are yet, let me get to verse 2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hereto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal, for where else there is among you envy, strife, division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? We're talking about maturity. And when you think about that, if it's not you, you know some people envying you. They have strife against you. It's a division. They are carnal. When you think about that, I couldn't talk to you as I would to mature Christian. I had to feed you with milk. That's what he's saying. And not with solid food. He had to let us know, you haven't got enough in you yet. So I'm going to have to wait till you done grown a little bit more. You got a little bit more understanding, a little bit more wisdom. I'm going to have to give you this milk and this pablum. Until you have got something inside of you where you can move up a little bit now, going up to a, as maturity say earlier, a higher notch, going up higher. And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and see what it says. Okay. Turn on over here. Chapter 13 and verse 11 say, and everybody know this scripture. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I don't take nothing away from, oop, we got somebody. Ooh, praise the Lord. Let me bring this person on. You're not on area code 832-2283. The last two number, four numbers, 2283, you're not on. Area code.
Good afternoon, Apostle Elliot. I'm sorry I had myself muted and forgot. I know we've moved on, but I want to go back here to where you were in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And my Bible has a subtopic for verses 18 through 31 that says, avoid worldly wisdom. And everything that you've been saying says that the only wisdom we can get comes from God. And I want to just say that's why it's so important for people like you to come on, us to still attend Bible studies. Anybody's having a Bible study, we must get into the Word of God, because that's where the wisdom comes from. When we get into His Word and He reveals to us what it is He wants us to know. So many people have gotten caught up in, as I was reading in the notes here, the messenger, and forgot the message and who the real messenger is. And the real messenger is God. That's where our maturity becomes even more stronger, because we stay in the Word of God. And as you were saying earlier, we can't just run around listening to this person and that person. And that's something I learned from you, you Apostle Elliot. You taught me that lesson, and I'm still working, getting stronger in being able to walk it. Don't listen to nobody but God. If God has given you an assignment, He is the one that you listen to. He will then give you everything you need to fulfill the assignment through His wisdom, as you're doing right now, His Word. His Word will show you everything you need. And I'm grateful for you talking about wisdom, because we are studying Proverbs in our Bible study, and that is the chapter on wisdom and showing us how we can use this wisdom in our everyday life. So I thank you, because, as you say, with wisdom comes maturity, but it ain't going to come if you ain't got a good Bible study group or advice with you to help you understand the Word. It's good we read it alone and ask for knowledge, but when we have someone to bring it out like you are doing and others do, as a Overseer Tuck and them do on the nights that they do, we've got to get into this Word if we want to stay strong in the wisdom and maturity that God has given us. We're getting weak because we're not in our Word like we should be to get the wisdom from the only one who can give it to us. So, amen.
Amen. Thank you. If anybody else want to say something, just hit one on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in, because this is a women's group. We all learning from one another. God is directing us, because we all don't have it all. So I may have a little part here. God gives somebody else another part. Then somebody up further down have another part. But we all come together and put all these parts, then these parts together that'll help us mature. Because just like it said in this here, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man and woman, I put away childish things. You see people now. Uh-oh, I got somebody want to talk. Ooh, let me bring them on. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, call it. But area code 3649, your last four.
Oh, yes. I was thinking about the maturity that we need as people of Christ. It's not just mental, but it's spiritual mainly, because We have to walk in the Spirit because the Spirit is of truth, and that's how we need to react to everything spiritually. Mm-hmm. And it's not all just on your own mental capabilities. You know, we do get that wisdom from God, and it comes from Him, but we have to ask Him, because it's a much higher level than, you know, just trying to, you know, get it on our own. We're not capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need more spiritual wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have that maturity.
Yes, ma'am. We do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, caller, for coming on. See, that's what I mean. You know, one give a little bit, another one give a little bit. And when we get through off this line today, we're gonna be the matured so much in some knowledge we didn't have before that God has presented to us today. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. You know, and to finish that verse off in 1 Corinthians in the 13th chapter and 11th verse, you know, it's like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child does. But when I grew up, oh, my, I done got maturity, y'all. I put away childish things. That means when you done growed up, the thing, you don't be out there just jumping hopscotch, playing marbles, playing Chinese checkers, and, you know, all kind of stuff you did when you was a child. But when you became an adult, you put all those childish things down. You start picking up the Bible. You start picking up things that God was saying, I need you to do this, and I want you to do that. And you may go to God like Moses, but I can't speak. I studied. I can't bring forth this here. He said, open your mouth, and I'll speak through you. And that's what this ministry, women unified in Christ, it's bringing women together where we can be unified. That way we can go out and bless other women. Some areas, some women may be in, we done passed over. We done matured from that. That way we can tell these women what they must do, how they can do it, how God brought us out. Testimony. We have matured from that. Sure, I used to sit down and cry, have a pity party, but God matured me. I know how to get up there and fight with the word, not just with my mouth, not with my hand, but I can tell what the word says. And when we do that, oh, my, you know, things begin to happen. Whew. Thank God. If anybody else want to say something, just hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. We're going to go over to Hebrews now, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 1 through 3. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And verse 3 say, and this will we do if God permits. If God don't permit it, you can't do it. You can't do nothing without God. I don't care how much you think you got this and that. If God don't tell you to lay hands on somebody, don't put your hands on nobody. If he don't tell you, I gave you the power to resurrect the dead, don't try to get up there and make a fool of yourself. He's saying, so let us stop going over the basics of Christianity again and again. Let us go on instead and become matured in our understanding. Spiritual growth is like physical growth. We start small and move ahead one day at a time. Spiritual growth is like, you know, you're growing physically, but the more you mature in God, the more spiritual you're going to become. You know, we're going to come to the part saying, if everybody want to say something that already have their hands up, I gladly bring you back on because I'm keeping it open up. The line is open. And let's go back over to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Okay, 1 Corinthians 9. And we're going to read verses 24 through 27. This part we're going to talk about. To reach maturity, we must discipline ourselves like athletes. Let's read what 9:24 to 27 says. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strive for the master is tempted in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beat the air. Verse 27 said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, myself shall be a castaway. Oh, my. You know, when you think about it, they just finished the Winter Olympics overseas. And when you think about all the things that the different ones went through to get there, to be in that Olympic, you know, all athlete practice, strict self-control. They have to practice. Just like they have to practice for what they're doing, we have to keep reading and studying and going to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahweh. You know, athletes excel as they exercise. We excel as we read the word and push the boundaries of their physical capabilities. That's what we have to do. Should we not give as much emphasis on spiritual maturity like they're doing on physical? We have to go in, tap in to the spiritual realm. And with me, I have to tap into the supernatural to be able to come back down, to be able to tell y'all in the maturity and in the spiritual realm. I have to put myself where God wants me, into the supernatural of God. And the more we let him take us into the supernatural, and when he bring us back down into the natural, that we can tell you what he's saying, thus says the Lord. Maturity, why we have matured past the milk, past the pablum. We done passed the meat. We done went up. We want more than just meat now of the word. That means we had to step over. Oh, my God. Step over into the supernatural, where we can get more. That's when he starts giving you the more visions, more dreams. And you start applying them vision and dream he told you to do. Because you have stepped over. You have gotten higher than you were before. It's not that you know more than nobody else. No, you want more. You striving for more. You disciplining your mind and your body, just like the athletes is disciplining their body in exercise. But we're doing it with our mind and with the word of God. If anybody would like to say something, just come right on in. For the last two people that spoke, your hands are still up. So if you want to say something, come right on. I love to hear from you all or anybody else that would like to speak. Because this is getting gooder and gooder and better and better and better. Ooh, wee, my. If there is nothing else, let's go on to mature Christians should pass their faith on to others. That's what we're doing on this line today, women unified in Christ. We pass in our maturity what God is revealing and working on us. You know, like that song say, working on the inside. That's what he doing. He working on the inside of us. That way we can go and tell somebody else what thus saith the Lord. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. And it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We are women, so I'm going to put it faithful women who shall be able to teach other women also. You know, here I feel he is saying, take these great truths to trustworthy people who are able to pass them on to others. Now you heard me say, teach these women to trust, that have trustworthy to pass it on to other women. Don't just keep it bottled up for yourself. Pass it on to somebody else. You know, the purpose in striving for maturity is to use it so that others might also mature. We're going to come up to the finish line now. What may keep us from maturing as we want? What must we avoid? I'm glad you asked. Let's go all the way up to Isaiah. Let's see what Brother Isaiah is telling us today. Isaiah got a word for us today. Isaiah 59. Let's go to Isaiah 59. Oh, come on, pages. It's in your Bibles if you ain't told your pages out. Okay, Isaiah 59 and 2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins, with an S on it, have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. When you read that, you ponder on it. But your iniquity have separated between you and your God. We talking about what may keep us from maturing as we want. That word, S-I-N, S, sins, your iniquity. You know, I think about that. That's a problem. There is a problem, a big problem. Your sins have cut you off from God. My, woo, your sins, your iniquity have separated between you and your God. My, there is a big problem, you all ladies. Your sins have cut you off from God. I can't say no more on that one. Your sins have cut you off. My. Ooh, let's go back to Timothy. We're going to go back now to 2 Timothy. We coming to the finish line, you all, of maturity and wisdom today. I hope you ladies have gotten something out of these scriptures I've been bringing to you. 2 Timothy verses 2, 1 and 2. It says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. You know, the purpose in striving for maturity is to use it so that others might also mature. And over in 2 Timothy, I go to verse 4. 2 and 4 say, no man that word entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. You know, this is my last verse. As Christ soldiers, do not let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life. I'm going to say that again. As Christ soldiers, not Bobo Sam Sausage Head, not Mary Lou, not John Willis, not Willie Earl, but as Christ soldiers, do not let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life. There are roadblocks to maturing the way we want. Sin is one of them, keeping you from getting there. Getting involved in things is another. Don't get involved in things God didn't put you in. Beware of these roadblocks, for they will keep you from getting to your destination. Oh, my, 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 my. If anybody would like to say or expound a little before we close the show out for today. Area code 22, your last number is 2283. Your hands is up already if you'd like to say something. And telephone number 3649 if you would like to say something, or anybody else on this line would like to say something. 8555 if you would like to say something. Raise your hand because I would love to hear from y'all women unified in Christ today. You know, my last thing, promises from God. With Christ's help, there is no need to end to the maturity process. You'll find that in Philippians 4 and 13. That was the last scripture. Philippians 4 and 13 say, let me read over it to you. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. That's your last scripture for today. Talking about how do we reach maturity we desire in life. Find more scriptures, but I tried to bring you quite a few scriptures today that would help you on this journey. God will surely give you some more scriptures. That's not all of them, but I was just giving you enough in our hour's time on how do we reach the maturity we desire in life. I hope you ladies was blessed today. I hope that you was able to mature. I'm hoping you was able to grow more in your maturity today. I'm hoping that you, your goal was met on your expectation today of the Word of God, and that you will be able to go out and mentor others through the Word of God on maturity.
Amen.
And did you have something to say, young lady?
I just wanted to comment on that 2 Timothy, that last part of verse 2, where it says, he says, and commit these faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And as you change it to women, you know, a friend of mine's, we were talking about how we don't have mothers in the church anymore because mothers have gotten younger and younger, so there's less wisdom being imparted to our younger sisters because the ones who got the wisdom have gone through life in certain circumstances and have been spiritually filled with God through their life trials that they can impart these things to the younger women. They're no longer there like they used to be. So with us doing what we're doing now, this, as I always say, what we're learning from each other today, we are to take it and use it to help some other sister out there in this world. And we know that our younger sisters are fighting demons that we never had to fight when we were coming up. Because I'm in my 70s, and the stuff that these young girls are going through today, we never would have had to go through. That's why I love what it says here. What we learn from our wisdom, we are to take it out and give it to others. Even anytime we spend in the Word of God with anybody, if there's anything that comes out of that then he wants us to share it with others and let them know, as we, I think you may have said before, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got something we can offer somebody else that we see are going down that wide pathway to bring them to the narrow. And I thank you for being here on Saturday too, for our sisters, to strengthen our sisters. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. The other caller from last vote, number 3649, did you want to say something as we close out today? If any one of the sisters would like to say a prayer as we go off the air, feel free. I enjoyed you all for participation. I thank you all for coming on. And I didn't mean to go from 4 to 5, but I had another assignment today I had to do for 2 hours, so I make sure I still got it in, and it was all biblical. So we give God the praise today and the glory. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for what you're doing with the women that's coming faithful to the line, the second and the fourth Saturday of the month. We thank you that they put aside an hour, dear Heavenly Father. You asked your disciples, told your disciples they couldn't tarry for an hour. So, God, we thank you for the women tarrying for an hour for their busy schedules, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise. And, Lord, as I always say, if I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each one of them and tell them just how much I love you. And as we go out on our separate journey and our separate assignment, let us show love. Let us show maturity, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Wherever we may go, dear Heavenly Father, we don't know what the night's going to bring.
Amen.
Take these scriptures, one or two of them, and help a sister, help
Amen.
A neighbor, someone that
Amen.
May call her, that needs some encouragement,
yes,
and we
Lord.
Will be able to help them. So we thank you for the word of God today, dear Heavenly Father. Go forth like never before. And every person that came on, those had to leave the line. Let them go out, dear Heavenly Father, with more maturity and more wisdom today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
You all have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Sunday tomorrow.
Amen.
And until March, the second Saturday in March, we'll be back on it. If y'all decide y'all would like to have it more, let me know. But tentatively right now, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of each month. Y'all
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.